with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. has attacked Iran's nuclear weapons sites, inflicting heavy damage. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the American bombing mission in Iran lasted 25 minutes.
All three Iranian nuclear infrastructure targets were struck between 6:40 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, that's about 2:10 in the morning, local time in Iran, with the Tomahawk missiles being the last to strike at Esfahan to ensure we retain the element of surprise.
Sunday's attack raised urgent questions about what remains of Tehran's nuclear program and how its weakened military might respond. Iran lashed out at the U.S. for crossing a very big red line with its gambit to launch strikes on the three Iranian nuclear sites. Record-breaking temperatures are afflicting much of the country as days of extreme heat are predicted. Meteorologist Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says the heat wave is mostly in the Midwest right now, but it's moving east.
Minneapolis, for example, yesterday, 96 degrees, so that broke their record for June 21st. So that heat is starting to expand into the other parts of the Midwest, Ohio Valley, and even trickling into the Mid-Atlantic region.
Washington, D.C. is expecting triple-digit temperatures for most of this week. Texas will require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments under a new state law that will make the state the nation's largest to attempt to impose such a mandate. The measure is expected to draw a legal challenge from critics who consider it an unconstitutional violation of the so-called separation of church and state. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, "This is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. The ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block such proceedings. The Diocese of Camden argued a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against priests. This is SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance's popularity is on the rise. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters view Vice President Vance favorably, up from 49% in April, including 33% with a very favorable impression. Vance's popularity upswing coincides with President Trump's continued favorability. The president's approval rating has been at least 50% in the Rasmussen poll since May 23rd. Ken Lorman reporting.
A man who brought a rifle to a No Kings rally in Utah, prompting an armed safety volunteer to open fire and accidentally kill a protester, has been released from jail while the investigation continues. Arturo Gamboa was set free yesterday. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.